Hey friends, welcome back to the Naked Marriage Podcast. You're in the midst of our 14-day sex challenge, where for 14 days in a row, we're doing a brand new episode daily to help you start out this new year strong and to build a better sex life. And today, the topic is better erections. That's right, you heard it correctly. So this episode might be a little hard.
Oh, wow. I knew those things were going to, those little sexual innuendos.
Innuendos.
I'm trying to watch what I'm saying because I know.
Because I'll just turn it into another innuendo.
Yeah.
But okay. Hey, listen, we're glad you're here. I hope this episode doesn't flop.
honey. Wow.
Okay. So, in all seriousness, an erection is an important aspect.
You sound like a professor of erections. So, like, you,
I am.
Professor Dave, tell us, what is an erection?
Doctor of erectile
dysfunction.
Erectile dysfunction. So, a lot of guys have issues with this, all right? For a myriad of reasons. There have been so many different things that can create some form of erectile dysfunction. And then that is a deep insecurity in a lot of men.
Yeah.
In fact, tons of men have some level of performance anxiety related to just how their body's going to perform, especially as you age, your testosterone level decreases, which makes it more difficult to get and sustain an erection. There are hormonal issues, there are mental health issues, there are just physical issues. Then there are issues related to things like porn use, mm-hmm. where if you're feeding your brain porn, you're kind of rewiring your body to not respond to sex in the normal, healthy way, where sexual performance is going to be more difficult outside of porn. So that's one of the many reasons why porn use is so damaging to relationships. And I can just tell you, listen, from personal experience, to get real, like I had a thyroid disorder that impacted all kinds of aspects of my health, including my hormone levels, is my testosterone plummeted and just kind of stayed low. Even after I got the thyroid level back, the testosterone was still low. And I went through a period of anxiety related to sex because I was afraid that my body wasn't going to respond. I was afraid that, you know, I wasn't going to be able to get an erection, which is a terrifying feeling for a man. And one I never thought that I would experience, especially, I mean, as still a relatively young man. I mean, I'm only at this point, I mean, I'm 45 now, but like when this, I was going through this, it was like 39, 40.
You're still in your 30s, I think.
And I just thought, what in the world? I mean, it threw me for a loop. And Ashley was so, so patient and so caring and loving. And we really were able to work through that together. And I finally got on, you know, testosterone replacement that was a game changer. I feel like myself again completely. I mean, I'm really better now at 45 than I've, you know, I felt in a long time. And so, I know that you appreciate learning because you're listening to this podcast right now to learn and grow in your marriage, and props to you for that. So I want to give you another opportunity to learn. Our friends at Hillsdale College so believe in equipping our culture with truths related to history, economics, faith, citizenship. They're offering their college level courses, some of their college level courses, completely free. I encourage you to check out, to start with, the course on ancient Christianity, which is going to give you a really solid base in understanding what was happening culturally and historically during the early years of the church. It's really, really powerful, and the teaching is world class. You can find out all about it at hillsdale.edu/naked to enroll. And I'm telling you guys, there's no cost. This is free college level education, and it's going to benefit your life. So it's hillsdale.edu/naked to register. Check them out at hillsdale.edu/naked and start learning today.
And I think too, I mean, it not only gives you more energy, it helps stabilize your mood. I mean,
yeah.
Testosterone, especially in men. I mean, we have it as women as well.
It affects everything.
But it affects so much. But it is, you know, something where you feel like you are able to perform sexually at a level expected of your age. and or maybe even younger. I mean, I feel like sometimes it can make you even have a little more.
Yeah, a lot of times she's like, my gosh, like, no, calm down. I'll lower the dose. Like,
maybe this tea is a little too much.
Lower the dose.
No, but it's give me a break. It's nice to see you have that desire back and have that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The ability to do it, because that was just terrifying to you.
Oh, like, it was a terrible, terrible season.
And this is happening younger
mentally,
and younger.
Physically, like it. So listen, if you're listening, watching right now, is a wife who feels like, my gosh, you know, I feel, because I think at first, but we were trying to figure out what it was. Ashley thought like I was maybe not attracted to her.
Well, I mean, it's a logical assumption.
Right. It's like, oh my gosh, are you not,
yeah,
you're not attracted by me? And then that would terrify me because I didn't want to put those thoughts in her head. And it created this just domino effect of negativity until we really got to the root of it. Like, oh no, this is totally a physical reaction to hormones being off, and there are solutions to this. And we worked through that together. And she was so caring and tender and patient, knowing that I was feeling so insecure.
But it took time.
It took time.
Like,
yeah.
This is the thing that I think a lot of people don't understand, is that it's not just a one pill fixes it, one cream fixes it, one shot fixes it. It's just not. Like, it takes a little bit of doing your homework. It takes finding the right doctor. I know for Dave in particular, it's partially your thyroid, which affects your hormones, and so it's thyroid and hormone, like, yeah, the endocrine system and the hormones, you know, sure, going on. And so he had to see multiple doctors, and, you know, there's a lot of different schools of thought on this. We're hoping to interview a lady who is an expert in hormone therapy, you know, later on in the Naked Marriage podcast. I know that if you go to the XO podcast on YouTube, if you go to the XO Marriage YouTube channel, they actually have a great episode on this. Hopefully we can link that in the show notes, because it's a great episode about hormones, where they talk with this woman who is an expert in it. Her name is Terry, and she's awesome. But, like, a lot of times, you know, one, your general doctor, like your doctor that you go to all the time for your physicals, may not be an expert in hormones. And so you need to go find someone who has more of that expertise in hormones, because there's lots of schools of thought on this, right, sweetie? Like, sometimes your general doctor will give you some hormone replacement, but it's not really to the level that you need, or maybe in the mode that you need it.
That happened to me. My primary care doctor, who's a good doctor, mm-hmm, he's been treating my thyroid, and
he's awesome.
Yeah, he's great. But he doesn't know a lot about hormone replacement. He was very reluctant to prescribe anything to me. Eventually, he gave in and he prescribed something that didn't really work. And so that was so discouraging for me. And then he wasn't really willing to try anything else or do anything else. And so I went, and instead of just saying, well, that's a dead end, I'm like, well, I'm going to find somebody that this is what they do. And I found a place in town that, like, their specialty was hormone replacement.
Yes. And specifically sexual malfunctioning, like for both men and women, like feeling like their libido's gone.
Yeah.
With not being able to sustain an erection. I mean, that's what they specialize in.
Yeah, the hormones. Yeah. And they got me on, you know, on a testosterone replacement that very, very quickly started to work. And mm-hmm, I felt the energy return. I felt the sexual prowess and you know, just sexual ability back to full force very quickly. And that was amazing. Even outside the hormone replacement, I mean, there's never been a time where there are so many other treatment options.
Sure.
I mean, there are name brand and generic, and I have not taken any of these, but, like, there are so many
like supplements.
So there's over-the-counter supplements, and then there are prescriptions you can get, mm-hmm, without even going to your doctor. There are websites you can go to,
yes,
just to get prescribed online.
Like Hims.
Yeah, that's, mm-hmm, one of the sites.
Yep.
And they'll send you, you know, Viagra, Cialis, you know, generics, different name brands. That the whole purpose is to just help you get and sustain an erection.
There's also contraptions that can help.
They kind of, like,
there's different brand names, but there's contraptions, because in some cases those pills don't work, but there's actual contraptions that stimulate that area in such a way that it helps.
Right, stimulates, or even almost kind of works like a tourniquet.
Because an erection
essentially is just blood flow, mm-hmm, to the, you know, it's blood flow to the penis that creates, mm-hmm, you know, creates and sustains an erection. And so,
right,
if blood flow isn't happening, like, that's what's making or breaking it. And so there's that physical response. So all this to say, guys, listen, we just want to be a safe place to talk about these things. Mm-hmm. If you're having this issue in your body or in your marriage, talk to your spouse about it. Look for solutions. Don't just give up. Don't just say, well, you know, I mean, that's, well, don't, you're just not a man anymore. You know, we're not going to do it. Or don't just say,
oh, well, I'll never enjoy sex again.
Yeah, never enjoy sex again. Like, you know, you live in a time where there are so many solutions to this. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful for those solutions. And so continue to pursue solutions. Even if the erection issue isn't your issue, whatever is holding you back sexually, get to the bottom of it. We've got resources to help you at exomarriage.com. We've got on our Dave and Ashley Willis YouTube channel, and in our book all about sex called The Counterfeit Climax. I think that could be a great resource for you as well. Stay tuned, guys. We got a lot more to come in the week and a half ahead, all about sex.
That's right.
We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow.